Speaking of thorny subjects, though, one other one, guys, that came up this week, and we really haven't had a chance to dig into it too much today. We won't today, but what I did was I put some links on our homepage at internetadvisor.net, and it's about the subject of net neutrality. You probably have seen this boiling in the news, and I put some links to Mike Wendland, who had, as I said, a very strong and impassioned kind of a commentary on it. The title of his article is Screwed Again. Woody Leonard has an article in there. He is a longtime observer of the internet called Net Neutrality Debate, Why You Should Care. And the final one is a news item about the tech giants rallying against the FCC's new proposed rules. Basically, the FCC is proposing some rules about the way that content can be sent over the internet and about being able to control the speeds and charging different fees for it. So can anybody, toss up all, guys, we haven't got much time, can anybody define net neutrality for me?
Well, the FCC said, look, trust us, you know, look how much we benefited the phone industry, the telephone telecommunications industry, so let us do the same to the internet. So that right there should make you suspicious, right?
Right. Trust us, we're from the government, yeah, oh my Lord.
And part of it is they can't regulate the internet the same way they do the telephone systems because it's not under FCC control right now.
It's not a common carrier? Am I right about Gary?
Right.
And that means it's not like somebody...
It's defined differently than the telecommunications companies are. When in fact, today, we're starting to see the technology blend together.
Yeah, it's all convergence. Right? And I thought early on that was one of the things they were going to do is, okay, let's define all the cable providers and internet providers as...
Common carriers,
and that would then give us the ability.
But then they could turn these kind of regulations into make these kind of regulations apply to internet companies.
Gary, you ran an ISP, all right, an internet service provider. What is this business about the last mile? I'm still trying to sort this out, and I imagine many of you folks out there listening are doing the same thing, trying to sort out what is this debate about.
So essentially, you know, when you look at the types of traffic that's on the internet, if you have a stream of traffic, you know, something that's streaming, like a movie or an audio clip, you want that to be uninterrupted.
Right.
Well, right now, on the internet, all traffic has the same priority. So it's first come, first serve. If I send a piece of email and it happens to hit a router before or in the middle of your stream that's being sent to you, that email could get in the way. Okay. Now, if you just have enough bandwidth, that's probably not going to happen. That's what usually happens. But at some point when we're all using these big streams, because we're all streaming multimedia, are we going to have enough bandwidth that some things that may not need the same priority, like email, if it's 10 milliseconds later or 10 seconds later, does it really matter, right? Or a post to a forum or something, does it really matter if it's just a little late?
Yeah, or a Facebook post or whatever, like a Facebook upload or anything like that.
Yeah, if you're going to upload a photo, does it really matter?
No.
Right? But if we allow companies to be able to charge, and that's what they're saying was, we'll make it different, right? Instead of saying the type of format or the type of file that goes up, they're saying we're going to allow people to pay more to have a higher priority.
A fast lane. In other words, we're going to create a fast lane, but you're going to pay a toll to drive in that fast lane.
And so what if the large companies charge other large companies more to get in that fast lane, but they charge these small companies that right now don't have to pay that kind of toll.
Right.
They have to pay the extra toll in order to compete.
You know,
is that going to be fair? Are we going to see the same kind of innovation
when
we're only allowing big companies or at least people that can pay?
You know, there was something I was going to say. And in the network routing industry, when you take networking traffic, what you can do in corporations, what we do is you assign a cost to the traffic. And so it has a higher priority. And wouldn't you know the networking people 20, 30 years ago used that term cost.
To mean cost.
Because it's costing more. And now the internet providers are using that term and it's applying it.
We don't hope, by the way, or pretend to have sorted out this thing. But what we wanted to do, just because it's in the news so much, is to give you at least three sources on our homepage at internetadvisor.net that you can take a look at and try to figure out some of what are the issues.
And let's not solve a problem we don't have yet.